Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
I mean, for the past 2 or 3 years, I was talking about dresses being the queen and et cetera, et cetera. But I can honestly say that the biggest fashion party season look or anything else that you're going to is actually the full skirt, the tulip skirt, or the lantern skirt. Everyone, shape, height, size, is able to wear that skirt, and they are wearing it. So I've seen them in every store from every price point, and they're one of the biggest, biggest stories through the fashion shows since we started at the Rosa Tralee back in August. Everyone seems to like the style. Everyone seems to feel it'll suit them. Everybody feels the way the patterns and the prints and the floral and the mix of colour in this full skirt is so feminine and so pretty. And everyone seems to enjoy the length. And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah. I do. And is there colour in it for the Christmas season?
There can be anything. I've seen bold colours and I've seen lots of heavy stripes. I've also seen sort of like rather big, it looks like the moon in all different colours on the skirts. I've seen animal print on the skirts. So, and I've seen them plain in black. I've seen them, and recently I saw a fabulous one in gold. They are full, but they're not as full. There's a little bit of pleating, even though the fullness is still there, and a heavy waistband, which gives it a better body shape.
Black is always safe, but is it still in fashion?
Of course it is, but it's not as the colour, you know. It is not, actually, and I've been at quite a few things since beginning of September, and it's not really predominantly the colour, which it used to be. You go to a function last year, maybe the year before, and everywhere you looked, if you spend €2 on a black dress or 22,000 on a black dress, well, I mean, that's ridiculous, but €2,000 on a black dress, really and truly, you had to stand up and stand out for anybody to notice. But there is a big injection of colour, you know, from the dark pinks to the purples, you know, to the greens. You can see that even on the TV, you know, any of the celebrity things that are on, that they're all in colour. Every fashion and every style and everything to do with colour or shape takes a season or two to feed through to all of us.
And the Christmas party season is really upon us now, and people are shopping. If someone is bored of the wardrobe, bored of what they have, and they really have, they're going out to shop for a new outfit,
yes,
but they really are at a loss what to get, what advice would you give?
Well, my advice would be, first of all, you know, you want to look fantastic. We all do when it comes to parties. My first advice would be just have a good look at a dress that you have at home. And you say to yourself, geez, this dress is really good on me, but I'm sick of it. I've worn it to everything. Have a good look at that shape in that dress, right? And say to yourself, I'm going to look for something of that particular shape. Maybe the dress you love at home has a sleeve. Maybe the dress that you're now going to look for, maybe I look for it now with a little bit of collar. Maybe that body shape, but I look for a sleeve. Maybe I look for a better colour. Maybe I look for the length a little bit longer down to the calf, which is very cool at the moment. I just know my body shape, and that is the secret. So I go after that shape all the time. You'll always see something belted on me, or you rarely see anything loose on me, because if I carry a bit of weight, I carry it around my hips. So I'm not balancing myself correctly. And I'm broad shouldered. So the two together make me look like a lamp. You know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, if you're a younger young one, get out there and get yourself one of those fabulous play suits as well. You know, they're all wearing those, the short play suits in different colours, lacy, fabric, you know, that type of thing. And jumpsuits. You know, jumpsuits are for all of us, and they can be extremely flattering if they have a nice neckline, a good body in the centre, meaning that it's nicked in, or there's a belt on it, or it's shaped well. That it has, I feel, better on most body shapes. It has a wide leg. and the leg is down to the ground. That means you can wear the high shoe over that. That can look really well. And maybe two pockets at the front there to give you a little bit of movement. Like for when you're standing, you, one might think it's a long skirt. Then it isn't when you start to walk. They can look fantastic and very on trend as well, the jumpsuit.
What about booties or shoes?
Oh, sure. It's the booty of the, it's all about the booty. Yeah, it is about the little ankle boot. And I've seen the ankle boot literally with the evening wear. It has come into its own, like the gladiator laced up or filled in with laces or Demontes on the heels or whatever, or very low cut little booty look. But it seems to be the shoe of the season is the booty.
I always ask you about jewellery as well. Yes. And I remember going through the whole bling years there. There was sparkles and
sparkle
bling.
And sparkle and chandeliers.
Then you kind of went through statement pieces. Where are we now with jewellery to go with your outfit for Christmas?
Well, we're still with the statement piece. They can come in beautiful shapes. They can be floral shape, you know, with flowers, which can be very delicate and soft. What I'm noticing a lot as well is the sort of layering of chains, you know, seems to be a bit of a trend as well. Layering
that's
your
only
chains.
Recent, isn't
yeah,
it? Yeah,
that's only very recent now. Well, that's due, I suppose, to those Thomas Sabo and all of those. That's the kind of look. But of course, we may not all be able to just walk in and buy one of those for our dresses. So therefore, we try make up with something else. So we layer our long chains of different looks. A lot of smaller bracelets in lots of different colours, in lots of different sparkle or plain or silver and gold. Even in the high streets, they're everywhere.
So the sparkle is there, but it's kind of smaller and more classy, isn't it?
It is. It's subdued. It really is subdued from the big diamantes. If you are wearing the skirt, do not wear a full blouson or a foolish type blouse with it. Always balance yourself. Keep it neat. Keep it tight. I like a nice t-shirty feel to that and kind of sexy kind of a top or a soft, beautiful blouse that's buttoned up, very prim and proper, but definitely nothing wide if you're wearing skirts.